This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, I'm Robert Manassir. And aside from all the wonderful labels I have as dad, brother, son, husband, friend, I am an EIR and a work in progress, as we all should be.
Robert, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So for many years, I've given my time to judge, mentor, advise different startups and organizations and colleges for business plan competitions, startup weekends, and now in my official role as entrepreneur in residence for Innovate 518, the UAlbany Innovation Center, Sage Colleges, Ignite U, to name a few. I help assist and guide companies either from ideation into market or if they're at prototype to get them scaled and clients.
Robert, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
The toughest part as an EIR is not to do everything for your companies, because all of us as EIRs have had vast experience kind of running companies and making a million mistakes and learning from it and pivoting. Sometimes you just want to jump in and do it for them, but that's not giving them the skills they need to go forward. I think we have to remember that our job is as a coach and a mentor. So we guide, we let them make some of the mistakes and failures on their own, not the tragic ones, but the smaller ones, so they can learn from it. And I think the biggest thing we can do as EIRs is hold them accountable, be really blunt, have those open, honest dialogues, and build a relationship with them so that there's a safety net that they can go to you for, but also knowing that you're not just going to say everything's great, because that's not the world and that's not business. And that helps them, because our job is to really develop them as entrepreneurs and leaders. So we have to take that kind of coach and mentor position. That's always a challenge to guide, not always do. So hope I answered the question right, Henry.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Robert, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Keep a sense of humor. Definitely remember that one size doesn't fit all. We, especially if you've scaled companies, and I'll speak for myself. I won't put other people under the bus. I love systems and process and building systems at the earliest stages, but have to remember that one size doesn't fit all. And you really have to take the people into consideration and how they work and what their strengths and weaknesses are. I think that's one of the first conversations I have with any new team or any new intake, is to try to figure out what drives them and who are the players on the team, and most importantly, who they're missing. I think as an EIR, our greatest gift to them is to help them round out a complementary team that's going to get them to do. I push them to do faster. I love ideation. We all love to brainstorm. But at the end of the day, business isn't based there. Business is in the sale and in the process of getting clients and collecting more clients and providing great service. So I try to push them out the door as soon as possible to do that. Even if they don't have something to sell yet, you can learn some of that in the customer discovery process and getting in front of people and seeing how difficult it is to just get interviews is a great test for them as they eventually have to go out and get clients that are going to pay them to make their business a reality.
Robert, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
So there's a lot of web presence on AngelList and LinkedIn under my personal profile, but you can also go to innovate518.com or igniteuny.com to see some of the real-time EIR work that we're doing.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.